You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. I'm Celeste Quinn. In this portion of the program, we continue our occasional series of interviews with people making a difference, leading us to better lives in stronger communities. Bea Perdue heads the Jeanetta B. Cole Global Diversity and Inclusion Institute, founded 4 years ago at Bennett College for Women. Bennett, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is a private, historically black liberal arts college for women. The institute is named after a past president of Bennett College for Women, Jeanetta B. Cole. Bea Perdue has spearheaded the work of the institute from the outset. In just a few short years, the Jeanetta B. Cole Global Diversity and Inclusion Institute has initiated several programs, including a scholarship program that has awarded more than $250,000 in aid for Bennett students. The JBC Institute also hosts a two-week-long summer leadership program for teenage girls. And each year, it hosts a forum for diversity officers from Fortune 500 companies and other businesses, as well as government, academic institutions, and not-for-profit agencies. And I'm very pleased this afternoon that Bea Perdue is my guest. Bea, welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Celeste. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, tell us about the namesake of the institute.
Well, Dr. Jeanetta B. Cole has a storied history in the U.S. as, number one, having been the president of the two historically black colleges for women, Spelman, and most recently retiring as the president of Bennett College for Women. She's a noted anthropologist, a noted leader, and you know, just as a woman that many of us admire and look upon as a global institution in what women can truly accomplish.
Mm-hmm. And, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I was going to say, and the institute was founded in her honor in 2004 when we hosted our first Chief Diversity Officers Forum at Bennett College for Women, and the organizers of that conference, in tribute to her, actually launched the institute in her name.
Okay. How does the institute complement the mission of Bennett College for Women?
I think at the time that Dr. Cole was there in the college focused on the education of young women of color, was really focused around not only expanding more of that mission, not just what we could do for young women of color, but how we could advance the case for diversity and inclusion across not just gender, but religion and race and ability and disabilities. And so that became our whole focus, is just advancing the mission of creating environments where everyone could utilize their difference to make a difference. And, of course, Bennett College had such a storied history of that with women of color throughout the years.
Before coming to Bennett, you had a successful career at Dow Jones. What led you to Bennett?
I think it's one of those things that we often say it was just kind of serendipitous almost. I had met Dr. Cole through a project that was spearheaded at Spelman in the Atlanta University Center. And then as she retired shortly after that project was complete, but I managed to stay in touch with her and other colleagues of hers. And when she took on the job of Bennett College for Women, I was invited to be a part of the fundraising team. I actually expected that to be a short tenured project to help with the revitalization of Bennett College for Women at the time in 2004. And as things happened, the institute at the time was not in our plans, but it just kind of drew me in. And I think if you run across almost anyone who's had an opportunity to work with Dr. Cole, she has a unique ability to just draw you in and keep you there.
What is the financial health now of our historically black colleges?
I think that would vary, and I might not be in a position to comment on the great wealth of them, but during the time that I worked at Bennett and from the research that I did and starting out as part of the fundraising team, it runs the gamut, as it does with our majority colleges, and I would say with a lot of private colleges, because they so much depend on the support of, you know, first and foremost, their alumni and their immediate constituents, like their board of directors, and then that extends out to corporate and foundation support. So I think they run the gamut, but it is, you know, from my experience at Bennett, you know, they are organizations who over the years have learned to do a lot with a little,
yeah.
and they continue to do so. But when we started out at Bennett in 2004, you know, it was struggling financially, but everything else, the academics, the environment were totally healthy, and then it was just a matter of re-engaging the constituencies around supporting Dr. Cole's vision for revitalizing the college.
Yeah. I mentioned in my introduction now that the Institute has raised a lot of money in aid for Bennett students. The last figure I had was $250,000, so congratulations.
Well, that number has actually gone up a bit. Since the inception of the Institute, we're now well over about $400,000 in scholarships to young women at Bennett, and we were fortunate enough this past week to celebrate with the first group of young women who, through the Institute, started as fresh women and graduated last Saturday. So we're very proud of that, and it's tremendous to be able to provide financial support to young women when it's the only thing that they're missing. They have the intellect, they have the drive, and they just need the financial support to be able to realize those dreams of having a college education, which benefits all of us in the long run.
Sure does. I also mentioned in my introduction the summer residence program for younger women. It's called Power Girls. What kinds of activities do the Power Girls take part in?
Well, Power Girls has become a network of sorts, and it started from the two-week Summer Leadership Institute, which focuses on providing leadership training and personal development for young women. We limit the group to about 50. We spend about 18 hours a day with them. They get the benefit of women like yourselves across many professions who are very successful, who come in and share their stories and encourage them. But they also work on a group project that's formulated around marketing or sales, and they've done everything over the past 4 years of doing a business plan for five different organizations or businesses in Greensboro on how to attract teen girls. Their most recent project this past summer was creating a Power Girls Global Symposium, which will launch this summer in Atlanta in late July, where over a weekend, 300 girls from around the world will come into the city and discuss issues that they feel are most important to them, and also launch some advocacy projects around things that are important to them in relationship to everything from the environment to how women are portrayed in the media. So it really is designed to take high-potential young women and to give them some very specific training around how to be leaders in their schools, in their communities, and in the future.
Yeah. So it really means a lot to these young women, doesn't it? It really gets them out on it gets them to begin an exploration of the world.
It really does. And it's so exciting to watch them. We launched a magazine this past November that comes out six times a year and also gives us an opportunity to highlight many of them and their accomplishments. You know, just recently we highlighted a young woman, a boys and girls club. Her father is stationed in the Air Force in Germany, and she probably spends more time volunteering in the community in Germany than she does going to school. She volunteers at the boys club. She volunteers with a youth softball team. She volunteers at the library tutoring. So it's very it's wonderful to highlight her story, but it's even more wonderful for her peers to see that you don't have to wait to be involved and make a difference. And there are just hundreds of thousands of young women like Maddie in Germany who are doing those kinds of things. And so we've, from the two-week Summer Institute, we've managed to launch a magazine, but also a website where they can go on and share their stories and download, you know, they'll be able in the future to download everything from yoga lessons to, you know, tutoring sessions on helpful hints for the SAT.
Hmm. Bea, thank you very much for talking with me this afternoon.
It's been a pleasure.
Bea Perdue heads the Janetta B. Cole Global Diversity and Inclusion Institute, founded 4 years ago at Bennett College for Women in Greensboro, North Carolina. This is an occasional series of interviews we do with people making a difference, leading us to better lives in stronger communities. This series produced by Martha Deal.